Here we have a quick presentation on 174.
174, right?
Yes.
174, please.
174, amend Brownfield Investment Fund loan documents to accelerate repayment to the city and support site cleanup and redevelopment located at 10010 and 10040 Southeast Ankeny Street.
Mayor, we are a little behind this morning, so I've asked Jen to give a very brief overview. And the reason that we move this to the regular agenda is that as part of our comprehensive plan work, we are putting a lot of attention on future brownfield remediation. And the last time we had a presentation on a project that BES was involved with, I believe was in St. John's, and a project that took 10 years. It was extremely complicated. This is a project that's in East Portland. And it dates back to 2008 when the Portland Brownfield Investment Fund made a loan to support the cleanup of a contaminated property in Southeast Ankeny near 100th. The property owners encountered more contamination than was expected and were unable to complete the cleanup. And Jen is going to tell you just a little bit about who those property owners were, because they're an important part of Portland's history. Now the property is being purchased, and the buyer is willing to complete the cleanup and repay the loan. And the ordinance before us would allow the Bureau of Environmental Services to amend the loan documents to make that happen. And here for a very brief presentation is Jen Bildersee, who is the manager of Portland's Brownfield Program. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. So this is an interesting story, and we're going to take that 10-year St. John's record and raise it by about 10 years and even go back farther in the history. So this site is in the Gateway neighborhood. It is the longtime home of a business that all of you may be familiar with, that many Portlanders are familiar with if they have ever attended an outdoor festival, an outdoor event, or even been to a construction site. So I'll leave that mystery there for a moment and say it's here on the map, Ankeny and 101st and Gateway. It's a two-acre site. And for over 40 years, it was home to Shoal Sanitation. So that's Portland's own porta-potty company. The Shoalses are Robert and Rose Shoals, and they owned and operated this business on the site for about two decades. There was waste transfer that happened at the site and some storage of equipment on the site. They sold their business in 1979. When they sold the business, the name went with the business, which is why you still see the Shoalsies around town on carts and at sites. But they kept the ownership of the property, and they leased the property to the new business owners. And for a period of about 4 years, the new business owners operated on that site. And during that time, DEQ received some complaints about how environmental materials were being handled on the site. DEQ investigated those complaints and found that things were not being handled properly on the site and that there was some evidence of unregulated dumping that could potentially have been happening on the site during that time. So at that point, the Shoalses evicted their tenants, and they began leasing the site instead to a neighbor who used it to store grocery equipment on the site. And so for the next 10, 15, 20 years, at many times, the site looked like this. It just was a site of equipment storage. And that brings us to 2002. In 2002, the Brownfield Program connected with the Shoalses. The Brownfield Program at that time had funds from the Environmental Protection Agency. These were grant funds that we brought to the city that allowed us to help private property owners who were concerned about contamination on their sites to do some environmental investigation. And the Shoalses were interested in this, given the curious and unknown history of their site, particularly during that period when it was being leased. So we were able to assist them in getting some environmental site assessments, and these found that there were PCBs and heavy metals really across the site. Now, at this point, the Shoalses were in a position that many brownfield owners are in. They were aware there was a problem. It was a fixable problem, but it was an expensive problem to fix, and they didn't have the means to do so. So the site, like many brownfields, became vacant and sat vacant for about 5 years. It likely would have remained vacant for many more years, but in 2007, then Commissioner Sam Adams established the Brownfield Investment Fund. This was a $500,000 fund established with general fund money for BES to create a revolving loan. It could be used on property to deal with environmental issues, and it would help get over that barrier of the environmental issues so that a vacant site could be cleaned up, could be redeveloped, fund could be repaid and be used on another site with environmental problems. The pilot site for the Brownfield Investment Fund was the Scholes property, and the $500,000 was loaned to the Scholeses. They began cleanup immediately, and this shows you some of the scope of the cleanup. It was a massive excavation. Over 4,000 cubic yards of soil initially were removed to deal with those PCBs and with the heavy metals. Unfortunately, in the middle of the excavation, an unexpected discovery was made of 4 waste pits. And in these waste pits, it is assumed, kind of piecing the history together backwards from the environmental evidence, that industrial solvents had been disposed of illegally on the site, completely unregulated. And these solvents were found in very, very high concentrations in several pits on the site. All of the environmental work to date had shown no evidence that this kind of problem would arise. So this greatly expanded the scope of cleanup that was necessary. It also expanded the cost of that cleanup well beyond what $500,000 could cover. So the Scholeses at that time did as much work as they could do on the cleanup with the $500,000 and again had to pause. At that time, they began looking for a purchaser of the property. They had really come to the end of what they were able to manage on the site. Understandably, many of those who expressed interest in the site, when they learned about the complexity of the environmental issues, walked away from the purchase. Also in 2013, Mr. Scholes passed away. So for the past 2 years, the Brownfield program has been working with a prospective purchaser, and that is Wayne Rask and Group 701 LLC. They are interested in purchasing the site. They invested a lot of work in examining the site, enough that we understood they were a serious buyer. We applied for and received a grant from Business Oregon to help those purchasers get a prospective purchaser agreement. This is a document from the Department of Environmental Quality that outlines the steps the new purchasers, the new owners would have to take to make sure that they're going to do complete cleanup. And at this point, Mrs. Scholes and the purchasers are ready to move forward with the sale of the property in the next few weeks. And the plan for redevelopment is that the new owners plan over the next 5 years to pay back the loan to the city with all of the back interest. At the same time, they will be completing the cleanup remedy under the oversight of DEQ, and they will work on redeveloping 3 uses on the site. One is a kind of flexible, creative industrial use. One is parking, and one is affordable housing. And so the ordinance before you today is a set of amendments to the loan document that our director, Michael Jordan, would be able to authorize that would allow the purchaser to immediately pay back $50,000 of the back interest and then begin making regular payments with the intention of fully repaying the loan and back interest over the next 6 years. So this is a 15 years in the making. We're very pleased to be able to bring it before you today.
Nicely done, Jen. It's just a great story, and there's pieces of Portland's history plus a program that Commissioner Adams launched, and we now have a reasonable path forward to recouping the money that went into this and the additional dividend of this going on the tax rolls and becoming developed and used for productive purpose. So, Jen, thank you very much for the presentation.
That's great. Other questions?
How long have you personally been with the program?
I've been with the program for almost 10 years, and this is one of the first site visits that I did when I began. I was involved in the program before that time, but I've been working on this site for the past 10 years.
Thank you.
Shows how tough brownfields are. Yeah. So this is a great story and great news. I assume that means that when those repayments come in, that we'll be able to roll those funds over into another loan for another difficult site.
That is correct.
Okay, good. That's good as well. Because there's still some others, as you know very well, still out there.
There are quite a few, yes.
Thank you. Other questions? Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on this
Thank
item?
You, Jen.
Come on up.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the concerns I've always had on these type of loans is that when the property is sold, I always wanted these loans to be paid off upon the sale, so a due on sale clause. Now, I understand there's some issues on this. The owner got into some problems. It almost sounds like the environmental problem was basically the existing company, the Schultz company, when they had those type of pits there. And you didn't really stress that or not. Now, one of the issues I have on this, has the site been completely cleaned up? And what is the estimate to do the final job? Because obviously what they're doing is they're just removing soils, but then they found some other problems here on some pits that are going to saturate, and how far that goes, and does that go into water supply or anything else? So I'm sure they're watching this real close. But I understand, too, on this agreement, too, is that from the Schultz business to Wayne Rask, is Mr. Rask willing to limit and indemnify the Schultz on the environmental issues on this property? And if not, why not? And again, how much has this been cleaned up? And again, it's been stated today that this loan will be paid off in 5 years if you put that on record with any and all interest. And I understand Mr. Rask will step up to the table with $50,000 up front that'll be applied toward back interest. My main issue here is to make sure they pay this loan off. And if Mr. Rask comes into this property and he wants to do a partition these into three lots and sell off a couple lots and pay a percentage back on this loan, which is in this agreement, okay, I'm okay with that. But in the event you run into some serious problems to where, well, now it just doesn't make any sense for me to go forward.
Excuse me.
And I'm going to step out of position on this, and then it will probably revert back to Schultz because they're also going to remain on position on this loan. I just want to make sure someone's going to pay this off. And that's my main position, because I've always had a problem when you start to transfer deals that have been put together, you provide this type of funding, and then you transfer it off to another person. I just have a real problem with that, because this type of funding should be in place to make sure that they try to finalize what they're doing, complete the cleanup, and then go from there. But it appears as though this is kind of a shuffle to the side again, and this is what I've seen before. And I want to have this again watched real close on this loan to make sure it's paid back, and there's no issue on that. Pay back the loan, or we take the property. And that's the way it should be. We should have a lien on that property and take it back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Lightning. And Mayor, just so we're clear, Mr. Schultz's widow can't manage this property or other things. The path that the VES has determined here is a chance to have a developer assume the obligation, and if that includes assuming the risks of the site and the further remediation. But the beauty of this is there's actually a path forward to cleaning up the site, developing it, and paying back the loan. And without this transaction, there actually isn't much of a path forward. So that's the purpose of this amendment.
Okay, thank you. Let's take a vote, please. It's an emergency ordinance.
Ritz. Well, thank you to Jennifer Bildersley for managing this program since its inception, and to Commissioner and then Mayor Adams for continuing to fund it. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for having the presentation. It is important for public to know how general fund dollars invested in purposes like this are used and paid back. And I'm really pleased to know that this particular property is going to be back in productive use. It's, although it was the first and is now coming, of course it's not the first that's actually been completed. There have been others since, and I appreciate all of the work, because that's part of how we're going to fulfill our industrial lands requirements, is to put these lands that are good industrial uses, land, back into industrial uses. Thank you. Aye.
Fish? Jen, thanks for a great presentation and your good work. And under the current version of our comprehensive plan and our 20-year plan for developing industrial land and the like, I think you're going to be very busy on the brownfield side. So good work. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you very much for a great presentation. Thank you, Commissioner. Aye.
Hales.
Very happy ending to a long story. Aye.